show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good afternoon and welcome, welcome, welcome to the broadcast today. Well, I am so very excited. I have a brand new author on the air, or at least this is her brand new book. And we are going to get right into interviewing her and hearing all about how she got started, what she's doing with her book, where she will be at for live appearances. We're going to talk about some of the challenges that she's faced and overcome them, because, you know, right here on the Lalisa Williams Show, we are here to motivate you to live out not only your dreams, but to live out your God-given destiny and purpose. And we want to bring to this broadcast individuals that are doing that. So I have an awesome guest for you today. This is none other than Leslie K. Howard. So before I get, I'm going to just read a little bit of her bio. And once we do that, and then I'm going to bring her on. So don't go away. Just want to welcome each and every one of you to the broadcast today. So I hope you're ready to take some notes, because this woman has a lot going on. So wait till you hear all of this. I want to introduce to some and just to announce to others that we have on the air none other than Leslie K. Howard. And before we even start, I just want you to put your hands together. Woo! Yes. We are excited, excited, excited that she is here with us today. And I know I'm going to open up her phone line, and we are waiting for people to tune in. We know that folks will be tuning in. And so just want to get back to her bio, so you got to hear all that this lady is doing. Leslie K. Howard, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lalisa Williams
Show. Thank you.
Oh, listen, we are happy. I got just a little bit of your book, so I can't wait to start talking about that. But before we do that, let me let these people know who they're listening to. Well, Leslie K. Howard, not only is she an author, she's a speaker, a playwright, a life coach, a wife, a mother, and a grandmother. Wow. That, I mean, in and of itself. She also has a professional background in youth and family counseling. So right there, if anybody has children, please go get, if you know people that have children, go and get them on the line. Tell them to dial in. They do not want to miss this episode. So they can dial in on 347-945-7000. 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. Now, back to this awesome, awesome woman's bio. I'm telling you, she is a heavy hitter. She uses both her training and life experiences when speaking at community events, churches, conferences, and while mentoring young girls in her group, Daughters of Imani. Leslie brings the word and makes it relevant to today's audience. Her topics include, but are not limited to, women of purpose, power and praise, Ruth, a mother-daughter relationship, loving yourself as God does, and the confident woman and street stories, a one-woman play that speaks about domestic violence. And that right there sounds like one serious play. Also, just to let you know, she was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. Yeah, I know some people want to clap right there, so I got to go back to my applause for them. Give it up. Give it up. Got to give it up for the Newark people. Hey, listen. Anybody that's alive today that can say they were born and raised in Newark, oh, we need to give y'all another hand. Listen.
I know that's right.
I tease my husband all the time. He's talking about he's from Newark. I'm like, I won't hold that against you. But no, he said that's like been a little running joke. I've been in New Jersey 25 years now. I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. Listen, this place was a culture shock to me when I moved here. But so I'm like, anybody that can say they were born and raised in Newark and you still doing that, you doing all this? Oh, I can't wait to get into this interview. So let me get back to reading the rest of your bio. As a child, since she was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey, Leslie grew up in a home plagued with alcoholism and domestic violence. As a child, she was beset with feelings of abandonment, loneliness, and fear. This combined with neglect and abuse resulted in her struggle with low self-esteem. Having had that experience propels Leslie in her mission. I'm quoting from her bio, "My mission is to uplift, encourage, and empower those who have been broken, burdened, and bruised by the circumstances of life. My prayer is that through the message, you will be brought to a place of healing. This healing comes only from our beloved Jesus Christ. If you open your heart to him, you will be touched by his mighty love. If you trust him, you will be loved like never before, and thus your healing and joy will come." Well, that's awesome right there. Leslie, she's very busy, and she hosts a weekly online show, Sister Circle Talk Show for Women. She facilitates Sister Circle Prayer Network, where women come from all over the globe, gather for daily prayer. Leslie just penned her first book, Sisters with Sass, which will be available for sale this summer. Let's give her another round of applause. I am excited. Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, y'all, I'm from Toastmasters, so we know we believe in a lot of clapping. And anybody that's ever been involved in Toastmasters, you know we believe in a lot of clapping. We love to support people that are in our midst that are doing great things, and you certainly are doing awesome, wonderful things. But let me just round out her bio. Leslie has been married to Pastor Franklin K. Howard for 26 years. Wow. They've been pastor and first lady at the 24/7 Community Church in Newark for 12 years. I mean, lady, we got to really give it up for you. I'm telling you. It's awesome. I'm sorry. I got to go back to the applause. One more time. I'm telling you, you're about the most colorful person that I think I've ever had. I've been doing radio for like 6 years now. No, 5, 7 years now. And I mean, you're about as colorful as they come. I don't think Michelle Obama is more colorful than you.
Oh, like, now we can't go there. That's my girl.
I'm like, ready. Well, probably, obviously, she might have been your role model, too, but you were doing half this stuff before she was born, it sounds like.
Me and Michelle are on the same page. I believe she is 50 as well. I will be 50 years old on the 26th of August, praise God.
Hold on. More claps. Come on now.
That's right. I need him, honey. I need to go put my crown on right now.
Listen, hold on. We got a lot to clap about for you. You grew up and was born and raised in Newark. You overcame the plague of alcoholism and domestic violence in your home. Oh, my God. And then on top of that, you make, listen, 50, you guys, I'm telling you, you are one, you know, I hope you're coming to our women's conference coming up in August the 25th. I pray that your schedule allows you to be there because, yes, we already have our speakers, and, yes, our speakers are in place. We still have vendor tables. But the whole purpose is to also have people networking because the Bible says iron sharpens with iron. And the medical research and psychological research proves that when women work together and come together, there's just a natural power that flows and healing that takes place and health. I mean, their doctors have actually documented research that a woman who has these, when they go to these type of groups, where they're actually more healthy. So I can't think of the exact title of the exact name, nomenclature for what is released in the body, but it is something that it has a very, not only a healing effect, but it makes you feel good. So,
endorphins. It's probably endorphins.
It's one of it, yeah.
If I remember correctly from school.
Okay, all
your
right.
Your pleasure senses, the endorphins, you know, that makes you feel good.
That's another story.
Girl, you get me into talking about substance abuse and mental health, and then we'll be going into another area.
Well, we're going to go to some areas today. That's why we had the show hour, because normally the show is a half hour. But when God showed me, no, little Lisa, you're going to be bringing on some very colorful people. So we got to upgrade from just that half hour. But
I am so grateful to be here as a guest on your show. I am telling you, it's been a long time since, it's been about 2 years since I've used Blog Talk Radio. And I have to tell you that my blog radio experience started, I started on Talk Show, and then I moved over to Blog Talk. And that was about 5 years ago come December. It'll be 5 years that I've been hosting Sister Circle, but I'm coming back to Blog Talk. I'm coming back in September.
Okay, we will be here. We're going to just give you the applause now because we're going to welcome you back.
You are too good with that applause button. You know, I do the same thing. I love it. I love sound effects. I just love them. Oh, Sister Lisa, I'm telling you, so you are a Jersey girl via Ohio?
Yes, I've only been here 25 years. Only,
girl,
hello.
Girl, you are Jersey. Forget it.
That's what
you
my husband
so said.
That means you are a true Newarker because he says the same, thing. And I'm like, no, honey, I'm Ohioan. I am a Cincy girl, okay?
I am a North girl through and through. I tell you, I love my city, and I know it's been through an awful lot of changes. Yes, it has, but it is still my city, and I love my Newark, New Jersey. I really, really do. Praise God.
Well, you know what I learned a long time ago? I moved to New Jersey. As a matter of fact, I'm about to celebrate 25 years October. But what I learned about New Jersey is that when I moved here is that it's not the state, it's the people. No, I'm just teasing. I love the people. The state is beautiful and fine and wonderful. And Newark is a great city, but the people. I was attracted to Newark. I was drawn here. The Holy Spirit says, you know, he says, By loving kindness have I drawn you. And so I was drawn to New Jersey. I didn't know anyone. I had one sister who was an implant and was young, and she had only moved up here because of her husband at that time. And that's the only single person I knew in the entire state, let alone city.
Wow.
And then she moved away, and so I was left here by myself, and I'm still here by myself. No other family member has come to live. I wish they would, but they haven't. but, you see, God wanted me planted here, and shortly after I was here, not even a year, he gave me my husband, who was born and raised in Newark.
Amazing. God is amazing. What is your husband's name?
Yeah, I don't like to give his name in public.
Oh, no.
I'm only teasing. No, I don't know. I can do it. My husband's name is Drew, and he's all over my Facebook page, so everybody that knows me knows him. No, that was the one blessing that my husband, the Lord did for me. I'll never forget, I was doing a workshop down in Somerset, and I was doing a workshop with a group of people, about 60 people in the room, and I'm just talking, doing my little workshop stuff, and a lady stopped me like in the middle of the workshop, and I mentioned something about South 12th Street in Newark or whatever, and I had must have mentioned my husband. She could see my last name was Williams, and she said, "Your husband so-and-so-and-so," and I was like, yeah. And she, in front of the group, in front of everyone, she says, "Well, I just want to let you know your husband is an upstanding guy." I was like, wow. And she hasn't seen my husband in like 20 years. But she still remembered him growing up, and she said, I could certainly, he was always an upstanding guy. I've never felt so happy and good.
And proud of him, too.
But only because of God.
Yes, amen. Well, I'll let you know right now, I don't know Drew. I don't see it. I'm not looking on Facebook. But there are certain names. You know how it is when you're growing up. There are certain names that stick in your head, and I do not remember a Drew or Andrew or any Drew. So,
but he's
still a homeboy.
Right.
Hi, Drew. You're still a homeboy. Praise God.
He is, graduated Behringer High School, but
okay.
And he loves him some Behringer. We were just
I went to Chabazz. I'm a bulldog through and through. Yes, I am. Woof.
What? Well, you know what? Please tell me you're a Steelers fan, though. That'll make him happy.
I'm still a who?
That you're a Steelers fan.
No. I'm a Giants fan. I used to be Cowboys. Okay, I'll tell you this. Back in the 70s, I don't know how old your husband is and all that, but back in the 70s, I used to love the Dallas Cowboys and Pittsburgh Steelers. And
okay.
Then, you know, as I matured a little more, and I used to love the Washington Redskins. So, if he's around my age, he knows what era that was. But I started, moving over to the blue. It got with the Giants now. And
he won't mind because he always reminds me, even though my husband is diehard Steelers, he always reminds me. But I like the Giants because my daddy was a Giants fan.
See we have those little allegiances to our families.
Isn't that something? Well, you know what? I am so excited to be able to talk about this awesome book. But then when I began to read your bio, I went on to your TV show. You got a TV show, and so people can know she's got the. You can find it at the. Is blogtv.com?
.com, yes.
Yes, slash people
slash
Sister Circle. You also can go visit her at sistercircleshow.net.
Yes.
She's got the Leslie Howard Ministries.com. She's got a lot.
I don't want people to think I'm schizophrenic. What happened was way back when I first started, when God told me to start Sister Circle Up 5 years ago. It feels like more than five. I have to do my math after the show. But anyway, when I first started Sister Circle Talk Show Up, I first started it out as Leslie Howard Ministries. And then through some thoughts and changes, I changed everything to Sister Circle. But now I'm back to Leslie Howard Ministries. So Sister Circle falls under the umbrella of it. And so I already have the Sister Circle website up. And so I just built the Leslie Howard Ministries site. I just built that probably about two months ago. And now, for instance, what I do is I, refer people. If you go to one site, you're referred to the other. So, that type of thing. And eventually I'm going to find a way to bring them under together. But I love the Leslie Howard Ministries page. I think it's so pretty. And the Sister Circle page, I have to work on it, but that's another story. But, yeah, Sister Circle Talk Show. I started on firsttalkshow.com, and then I moved over to Blog Talk Radio. And actually I'm still listed here. And so anyone can listen to some of my older archived shows. But I left because I wanted to honestly go visual, but that's a lot of work. So if you don't have someone producing your show, going visual
It's an awful lot of work. That's all I have to say. Because you got to get the face together. If you're a lady, first of all, you got to get the face and the hair together. See, when you're on Blog Talk Radio or on Talk Show or one of the others, you can go and sit down. You could be in your PJs. It doesn't matter. But, honey, when you got to get the face done and the hair done and, oh, too much work for me, honey.
That's right.
So what I'll do is I've been praying about it, and what I'm planning on doing is coming back to Blog Talk Radio in September, because my show runs from September through June. I'll come back to Blog Talk in the fall, and my show runs at 7 p.m., so you know I have to give up the money, right?
I know that's right.
To give up some dough for that. Don't like that too much. Anywho, so I'll be doing that at 7 p.m. on Monday evenings. And then on occasion, I will do interviews with people, and I'll put them up on Blog TV. So I'll put the visual ones. Because, I mean, there's a lot, like, as you can see, my life, there's always a lot going on, and my life is chopped up in little segments. So once a month, I have the availability to do live interviews with people. And so I will do that and then post them up on Blog TV. And then that way I can still satisfy the live portion of me as well as the behind the scenes here with Blog Talk Radio. But praise God, praise God.
Praise
girl,
God.
God is good. God
oh,
is
praise
good.
God. Yes, yes, yes. So I tell you what, now let's just talk about this book. You know, Leslie, I tell you, it's such an honor, you know, to have you on the show because all that you're doing and, you know, with being married, being a mother, a grandmother, a playwright, traveling and, you know, working with different people all over the globe. And so I do so thank you for taking the time out. But it sounds like this book, Sisters with Sass, it sounds like this is really going to be a great book. Now, I haven't read the entire book. I just got a chance to read their introduction, and I got a chance to read some of the first chapter where it talks about the one smart sister and talking about no, is that the chapter I was reading? Or
no,
was
chapter
I,
one.
Yeah, I was reading the chapter about Moses.
Yes.
And his
Jochebed, Moses' mother. One smart sister. She was smart.
Yes, she was. She was a genius.
She was smart, and she was faithful, and she was all that and more. And very courageous. Very courageous woman, too.
It seems like your book can so many people can relate to just from that, from the little bit that I read, you know, where you talk about, you know, having been a young mother yourself, and then, you know, you talked about your own daughter, and then how when, you know, she began to want to date, and how, you know, you all had some ground rules and some things that you wanted to, that she wasn't always, you know, probably willing to follow, and some things you how you had to let go. But, and I'm sure that's very hard. Now, I can't tell you personally how it feels because I've personally never had a child or anything like that. I've never even been pregnant. So I don't know anything about the natural tie. I do know about stepchildren and godchildren and nieces and nephews. But I just believe that certain things belong with certain feelings, I believe, belong with certain experiences.
I can agree with that. I mean, what happens, I mean, first of all, I know that although there are many women who have never had children, and as you said, have never even been pregnant, but when you love, you love.
Yeah.
You know, when you love, you love. And when you are the guardian over someone, like you said, whether it's a stepchild or a niece or a nephew or someone, you are there to guide them and to love them and to make the tough decisions. And, you know, we are not their friends when they are growing up. You know, we have to get that straight from the door. You know, so many parents want
that is
to
so not straight.
Be
see,
their
that
children's
is
friends, and you can't be your child's equal. Or rather, your child cannot be your equal. Your friend is your equal, and your children cannot be your equal.
Now, why is it, though, because you wrote such a powerful book, Sisters with Sass, and the sass, and I love how in the book you explain what you mean by sass and the type of sass you're talking about. I was coming up now. I'll be 60 in just a few short years, and so four to be exact. I want to make sure people don't think I'm 30.
All right now.
I don't want people to think that I'm considering 30 years a few short years. I certainly do not. But when I was coming along, sassy got you beat. Now, I know today it won't do that today because you'll go to jail. But when
get spanked. Just don't leave any marks.
Yeah, I didn't say spanked, though, because my mother beat us.
No, my mother whipped us. She beat us.
Yeah,
now.
We got beatings, and that's how it was referred to. It was no confusion. We didn't do spankings in our home.
No.
We didn't do a whole lot of, because I know some kids, they just get spanked.
No. I made sure my kids understood the term. They got beat. But I said, Mama or Daddy is going to spank you. See, they needed to understand straight up, just in case Dyfus had come and questioned them at school.
I understand the generation today. You got to watch. But Barbara Branson, who my mother, I know she's glad she wasn't around with none of that stuff. Because my mother prided herself in not having any type of criminal interaction. And she would have had the longest record that ever was.
I know that's right. I told my son before. I told him when he used to make me so upset, and, you know, you just get so upset that you're ready to just knock them out. I would tell him, I said, boy, if you don't go to your room right now, I would say to him, because I am too ready to go to jail. I cannot be anybody's girlfriend. So, you know, you don't want to, I would tell him, you do not want to take me to the dark place. That's why I would get that angry with, you know how you get that angry with someone? Everything goes black. I would tell him, you do not want to take me to the dark place.
Take me to the dark place now. I'm not in other words.
From there.
But like in other words, there is such a place.
Well, there is a place, but Jesus has delivered me from there, and I do not want to go back. You know, Sisters with Sass, it stands for saved, anointed, smart, and successful women of God. And my book was written from the perspective of using biblical women's stories, because sometimes we, you know, like I wrote in the introduction and I wrote in my prayer of the book that I asked God to help me speak for these women who were born, as I would say, so long ago in a totally different place. But the thing about it is, though they were born back then, we still relate to their issues today. Every parent, whether you're a mother, whether you're a father, no matter who you are in the human experience, you are going to have to let go of someone or something. God is going to require us to let something go. I'm talking about Jochebed right now, Moses' mother. You know, when we finger popping and booty bopping in the world before God calls us, you know, God calls us to give that lifestyle up. And for some people, it is really hard. For some people, partying is an addiction. They can't let it go, the whole lifestyle and everything that goes with it. So, you know, we're all required to give something, to give some type of sacrifice. And when you identify with Jochebed, and when you think about what she must have gone through, the angst and the pain and just the thought of having to let her son go, you didn't get a chance to get into it, but what I do in the book is many times what happens to me is I tend to be, when I speak, when I give sermons, at any moment, you never know, if the Holy Spirit leads me, I will go into a performance. And I say it with a giggle right now, but you just never know. And the Holy Spirit does it to help the audience identify with whomever I'm speaking to in the Bible. We've got to understand that these people were flesh and blood. These women were flesh and blood just like we are. And they went through challenges, and so do we. But the main thing is that God made them victorious.
Mm-hmm.
And if he did it for them, he will do it for you and I too. So with that perspective in mind, I try to get into the mind and into the spirit of what was happening to each and every woman in this book. And in between the stories, in between each woman's story as far as a biblical woman, I share what I call reflections. And reflections are basically, most of them are my personal stories.
stories, personal journey, whether it's a story about myself and my daughter, myself and my mom, myself and my dad, or I know I put one person in who was a friend of mine. I put her in as a reflection. But most of it is stories about myself and the struggles that I had gone through. And the one that you're referring to, again, the reflection after Jacobet's story was about me letting go of my daughter. My daughter, she is a wonderful, beautiful, sweet, kind person. Her name is Chantel. She does not mind me mentioning her name. And as I say in the book, she was just a sweet little girl. She was the sweetest girl. She was always studious. She did well in school. She did well in high school. But, honey, something happened around, I think it was age 20-something or another. Something happened, honey. That switch went and that mind, she lost her mind for a minute. That's what it was. Just for a minute, she lost her mind. What happened was, the truth to it is that my daughter had, there was a young man in her life since she was like 11 years old. Well, we lived in Irvington for a while, my husband and I. And she met this little boy, and they became friends. As a matter of fact, it was like a whole group of little kitties that played together. And as they grew, they became, you know, they started liking each other. And then during high school, we told her, listen, we don't want you having a steady boyfriend. We don't want you getting hooked up with anybody. So what you guys do is you group date. So if one person goes out, everybody goes out. You know what I mean? You know, you go out, you guys can hang out, go skating, bowling, to a school party, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
In her case, she didn't, quote-unquote, she wanted to go steady. So anyway, but she still obeyed us and respected us. But when she got older, he had left her life, of course, but came back when she was a little older. And, honey, she lost her mind. Now, like I said in the book, a 22-year-old can come and go just about in our home as they please, as long as they're respecting our home. But you cannot come rolling up in our home at 4 in the morning. And this started happening quite frequently. And then we started having discussions with our child and laying down the rules again and again. And it just got to be so repetitive, and it started getting to be so argumentative that we just had to ask Sister Girl to leave. I mean, it really got to be that bad. And the reason why, I mean, there were several factors involved in that, but one of the reasons we kept explaining to her young mind, and don't forget, she was 22 then. Now the girl's, well, she was 21-ish. The girl is 32 years old now with her own family, living in Atlanta and blessed. But we had a child in the house. We had another child. She has a brother. And we kept explaining to her, you are setting an example for this young boy. And he may try to do the things that you're doing, and he's going to get killed. You understand? Mm-hmm. He's a kid. You're an adult. And you have to set the right example. And one of the things that my husband Frank and I have always done with our children, we did this as a practice because we wanted to model certain behaviors for them. If we were out, we would always be accountable by calling home. And I would say to my kids, listen, we would say to our kids, it is so important that if I said that I was going to the mall and I'm going shopping and living to the mall, right? Blah, 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 right? And then I ran into a girlfriend at the mall, and she says, hey, let's go and get something to eat. And we decided to go get something to eat. What I would do is I would call the family and say, listen, guys, mommy's going to be a little late. I'm going to stop at such and such restaurant. We're going to grab, maybe Applebee's, I should say. And I'm going out with my friend Lisa, and we're going to get something to eat. And I'll, instead of me being home at 5 o'clock, I'll be home at 7. And I would always explain to the kids, we don't have to do this. We do it because we love you. Plus, if something happened to mommy on her way between Livingston Mall and home, you would know, hey, she said she wasn't just at the mall. She also decided to go to Route 22 and go and eat at Applebee's. And so when you have to call the police, you would let them know what route I was on. You know what I mean? And so we would expect the same thing. And we would say to the kids, we're being accountable to you because we love you and we want you to be the same. And our problem came in and our conflict came in when our beautiful, wonderful child told us, I don't have to be accountable to anybody but God.
Wow.
Girl, sometimes when we talk about it, you would think that was the exorcist because my head spins around.
Wow.
And
you know, we just basically said to her, accountability and respect go hand in hand. They go hand in hand. There's no trade-off of that. And finally just got to the point that you're going to have to be accountable in your own place. But the whole point to that whole story about letting go, it was the struggle that I went through as a mother, telling our child at that age, you have to get your own place. You know, you got to move out on your own. You got to set up your own space, your own home. And then the conflict that happened in between, it wasn't pretty. But what happened is I could see, you know, as angry as I was and as disappointed, and really I was very disappointed in her, that the devil was trying to break the family up. Because you got to understand, in my family, we have my mother is passed on now. My grandmother and her mother, so that would have been my great grandmother, did not get along. They broke ties when my mother was about 6 or 7 years old. And they never spoke for the rest of their life. A mother and a daughter. Can you imagine? A mother and a daughter never speaking. Do you realize that my mother never got to know her grandmother?
Wow.
Never got to know her. The generation was broken. Satan put a curse. You know, he was there in the midst of it. And I had to wake up and realize I was about to allow him to do the same thing in my between me and my daughter. And it was like, oh, no, Father, this cannot happen, God. So we had to do a little bit of mother and daughter mending, but God worked it out, girlfriend. And my daughter and I are so close now. I love my baby. That is my girl. That is my sweetie. I love that girl. But I'm telling you, it was a lot of crying and a lot of snotting, as we say, and a lot of boo-hooing between both of us. And, you know, the little work that it takes to do it, it's worth it. Worth it. And that's also a part of them growing up and crossing over into adulthood, trying to get their own sea legs, but they got to get those sea legs outside of my home and do it here.
I know, right? Things that happen.
But one point I realized, and this is what I tell everybody, this is one thing that my husband and I both realized. When you talk about a child between the ages of 18 through 22-ish, they're usually in college. I mean, in an ideal world, they would have graduated from school and moved on to college, and they would have been staying on campus. And any partying or whatever they did, they would do it while they're there. They would come home and visit, and everything would look like flowers and lollipops until you see their transcripts. But in other words, so the quote-unquote natural order of things, if your child does go to college, you don't see those things. You know what I mean? So a lot of times when a parent is having those issues with children, it is so normal to have these type of conflicts because your child is trying, they're gaining their independence. But that doesn't mean house rules and your morals have to suffer. You guys have got to come to an agreement. And that was our issue. That was our real issue.
Wow.
There you go, girl. Oof, it was heavy.
Letting go. Wow. Well, we're about to give away a copy of the book. I've made a couple of posts, and so as soon as we make the announcement to who the book is going to, the person won't know, because I can tell who called in next based on my switchboard, of course, as you well know. So the phone number will tell me who was that person, and they will get a copy of this very, very, very powerful book, Sisters with Sass. And Leslie has already told us what the SAS stands for. It stands for Sisters Anoint. No, you tell us.
Saved, anointed, smart, and successful women of God.
Wow. Saved, anointed, smart, and successful women of God. And throughout the book, you're referring to people from the Bible who demonstrates each and every last one of those character traits.
Yes, yes. Rahab, the first character in the table of contents is Rahab, as we had briefly discussed, Moses' mother, and she is considered one smart sister.
Wow.
And then the next one is Rahab the harlot.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I know her.
Oh, you know what, something? Let me tell you, when I first gave a sermon on Rahab, in the book, she's considered one saved sister.
All right,
the first time I gave a sermon on Rahab,
It was around January, I'm going to tell you. It was January, probably 2008, maybe. I was studying Rahab. My husband had asked me to give a sermon at church, and I kept, you know, you say, Lord, what do you want me to speak about? And then all of a sudden he told me Rahab, and I'm like, Rahab, okay, let me go check her out. I mean, I've read about her briefly, and you know, when you're in Bible school, when you're a kid or a teenager, but I never delved into her life. Now, I was sitting there studying and taking notes on Rahab, then my phone rang, and this lady called me, and she wanted me to speak at her conference that was coming up later in the year. And she said, I hope you don't mind. I have different women speaking about different women, and I want you to speak about Rahab. Girl, I screamed. I shouted. I took my notebook and threw it. No, I think I threw the phone. I threw the phone on the floor. I was like, what? And then I picked it up. I said, sister, please don't think I'm crazy. But I said, I'm literally sitting here studying Rahab. And Rahab was the first woman who, when I gave the word, God caused me to begin to act her out during a sermon. And then from her, there have been several women that I've done that with. But Rahab is one smart sister. Then we have Abigail. We have Abigail. If anybody knows Abigail, she's one of those obscure sisters in the Bible. But like I say, her story may be brief, but you will not forget her. Abigail was one of King David's wives.
Mm-hmm.
But before she became his wife, she was the wife of another man. Now, it wasn't a Bathsheba thing. It wasn't. I think David definitely learned his lesson with the Bathsheba thing. But he didn't learn a lesson about concubines, obviously. But nonetheless, Abigail was the wife of Nabal. And Nabal was a man who was considered a very mean, a surly man, and as it describes him in the Bible, and he was not honest in his dealings. Well, some things happened between Abigail, Nabal, and King David. And Abigail, as I say in the book, she is one sister who, when I get to heaven, I want to sit down and talk with her. Because she, when I called her the saved sister, but trust me, each one of these women, they still exude all the characteristics of sisters with sass, but she was anointed to save. She was anointed to save because, let me tell you, she just like Rahab, she saved her whole household because of her petition and her pleas to the king. Then you have Zelophehad's daughters. Now, Zelophehad's daughters are the smart sisters, and I like them because, again, their story is brief, but it's powerful. They are the women, and I say that they show that women are stronger when we are together than when we are apart. You know, when we band together as women, and I think you may have said that a little earlier, but when we band together with women, there is a power and a strength that cannot be beat. I am telling you. But when we are catty and we fight against each other and we backstab, we tear each other down. We tear each other down. But these sisters, it was five sisters together, and when you read their story, you'll understand why they were just so smart. And then you have Mary, the mother of Jesus. She was anointed to serve. And then you have the woman at the well. She was a successful sister. So all of these women, as I studied them, as I researched them, and then as God just allowed me to get inside of their skin and write about them, it's just, to me, an amazing experience, an amazing writing experience.
What has been your journey in terms of promoting your book, and where all have you gone so far with your book, or book signings, or what do you have coming up?
Well, let me just say this first of all. First of all, this book has been, I started July 17th, 2011. I started writing this book.
Okay.
And it went on the market a week and a half ago on Friday, the 10th, I think it was the 10th of July. I really should know my dates, right? It went on the 13th. It went on the market on the 13th of July.
Lady, we're always going on. Listen, you're good.
I said, Jesus, let me tell you, I was in labor with this book. I was in labor, breathing and huffing and frustrated. My husband came in as the coach. He started massaging my shoulder just like he did when I was in labor with our son. Let me tell you something. I told my husband and I told the Lord, I said, I do not want to look at July 17th and have not gotten this book out on the market yet. Because, I mean, it's really worked. What it is it's a self-published a book. And when you self-publish, you become the chief, the cook, and the bottle washer. That means you have done basically everything yourself, from, you know, writing it to typing it to typesetting. And let me tell you, folks, that is a process in itself, typesetting. To mm-hmm. designing the cover. I was blessed that a sister designed the cover for me.
Beautiful cover. It is.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. To the cover, to getting it printed, choosing a company. You know, I chose CreateSpace by Amazon.com, but there are so many self-publishing sites out there.
Yes.
And then getting it on the market and then doing your own PR, like I'm doing now on the blog tour with you. It's a lot of work. It is an awful lot of work. So it went on the market on the 13th, and since then I've been writing letters of promotion, contacting people such as yourself to get on their talk shows and talk about it. Actually, you have to do it. Last night I was on these wonderful sisters called Sisters in Christ. They have a small prayer. I don't know if it's considered a prayer network like mine is, or is it encouragement and prayer. They get together on Tuesday evenings. And, again, God's divine intervention. I was sitting down, and I had just honestly finished typing the PR letter. And I had just finished the whole PR packet for the book. And I got on Twitter just to see what was happening. And I was just in the process of making up lists of people, bookstores, churches, because my target is women's ministries.
Right.
Small bookstores, because I'm on Amazon, which is probably, I would say online, Amazon is probably the biggest book distributor online.
Yeah, they are.
And so mm-hmm. I'm on Amazon. And you sign up for the other things, and you hope that the other companies like Boykers, and Ingram will pick you up. But what I've learned is that for self-publishers, if you don't have at least 10 books, a lot of the other distributors will not pick you up.
Right.
They don't particularly like self-publishers.
No, and they don't like. They don't want the one hit wonder.
Because
they're looking for one.
Yeah, and that's true too. They
don't.
They like
want the one who's going to keep their audience fed. Because people don't take 10 years to read one book.
No, and they don't.
Some people
so
read.
None,
in a day, yeah.
That's I have a sister that's like that. So nonetheless, so it's a lot of work. And, so I was on a show last night, actually spoke. She asked me to speak, not on topic of the book, but she asked me to speak on loving yourself as God does. And I was very pleased to do that for her. And then tonight I'm with you. And in a couple of weeks I'm in Raven's Closet, which is another talk show. That one's on Talk Show. And then I have a couple others lined up. If anybody wants to follow my blog tour at all, you can go to www.LeslieHowardMinistry.com. That's my name, Leslie. My last name, Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D, ministries.com, and you can just see my schedule for my blog tour. And there you can also read an excerpt of the book, Sisters with Sass. Now, another thing about the book is the way the book is set up, like I said, you have the Old Testament women, and then you have the modern women, myself and a few others here in the book. But it's also set up as a Bible study, because after the main story, then you have the reflections, then you have thoughts to ponder, which are mm-hmm. questions based on the story. And so this book in itself can be such a powerful tool. A person, and I would say a woman, most of my audience is usually geared toward women, but the audience itself, people, I shouldn't say just say women, people can use this as a read if they want to read it. But it's designed truly to be a Bible study, to use it as a Bible study, because the scriptures, there's a scripture that opens each chapter. Then, of course, within each chapter, there are scriptures there to read, to refer to the story in the Bible. And then the discussion question. So it can be read as a story. It can be read as a self-study or as a group study for women's ministries. It would be an excellent, excellent small group ministry read, or for your women's book club. I mean, it just has so many useful purposes as a book.
Awesome.
And then I just realized that my church, which is, even though my local church is called 24/7 Community Church, and we're located at 275 Sussex Avenue in Newark, where my husband Franklin K. Howard is the pastor. The name of the church, I call it the little church with the funny name with the big heart. So 24/7 Community Church. However, our mother church, our church, is Grace Communion International, GCI.org. And if you go to GCI, actually, I just got a note from one of our church leaders who told me that they actually posted my book in the church's newsletter.
Wow.
So now the whole world will know about my book. So I was so tickled. Pink, when he wrote me the note, he said, "Leslie, check out the link. Joe put it on the church's newsletter."
Saw that on your page. I was going to ask what that stood for.
Yeah.
Oh, congrats. Well, we got to do some more applause here.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, you know, like I said, we're about to wind down. We just have a few minutes left to the broadcast, and we certainly want to make sure we get all of our little housekeeping things in order, starting with thanking you for taking the time out to come be on our show, because what you're doing, you know, somebody's going to go back and listen to the archive. And you know, the Lalisa Williams Show, for those people who don't know, it is a motivational show, so to encourage other people. So if there's people out there who have a dream or a goal or something that they're kind of struggling with, or it could just be, you know, their own personal or spiritual development. We want this to be a place where people can come. Many times I go back and I listen to the archives, and, you know, hundreds of people have listened into the archives. The Coach Lalisa Show comes on all different times of the week, so it's not like they can set their dials. I didn't make it flexible intentionally, but it just so happened that way. So I said, well, Holy Spirit, I'm just going to, like, I did a show on Friday at 5, but close to 200 people have already listened to that broadcast.
Great.
So, you know, I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit lead. Not everybody can dial in right at 5. Some people are driving in their cars. They can't dial in, things like that. But they know once they see on Facebook who was the guest, what the topic is, people say, let me go back and listen to that. So I really appreciate each and every person that goes back and listens to the archives. You mean so much to us, and we so thank you for that. Also want to make sure that we give that book away, because we said that we were going to give one copy of your book, and I want to let the person know who is online. We said the next caller would get a book, and that is going to be to Miss Patricia Martin. So I want to give her a hand for what she has just won. She called in. Yes. Congratulations, Patricia. So we're going to get her
Congratulations, Patricia, you sassy lady, you.
She is sassy, believe me,
well,
you.
Well,
she
what
is.
Patricia has to do for me is, I know you're going to tell her how to get her book.
Yep.
But once, Patricia, you receive your book, this is what Sister Leslie wants you to do. I want you to take a photo of yourself reading the book or holding the book up. And I want you to friend me on Facebook, and I want you to put it on your page, and definitely tag me a picture of it as well.
And let me tell you, I don't know if you don't know Minister Patricia Martin. She is an awesome woman of God. She has a 100 Women in White event that she does.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every year. She has, it's coming up August the 18th. She already has a slate of speakers.
Wow.
But again, it's on a Saturday. She's also a preacher and a speaker. She also runs her own child care center and does training for people who want to open their own child care. She can tell you.
Well,
anything.
I'm going to keep up with Sister Minister Patricia Martin, because yes. I am beginning to schedule my fall schedule for the talk show, and I need people. So, Lalisa, you know I'm going to be hitting you up as well, girlfriend.
Hey, listen, you know, like you said before, you know, when we can just cherish and really appreciate other women, I really think that's where God is going to really open up doors and bless us beyond our wildest dreams. You know,
well,
I think.
Sister Martin, is she on Facebook as well?
Yes, Minister Patricia Peters Martin, yes.
Okay. Well, ask her to friend me, and then she can private message me her mailing information. And when I have to order some books anyway, and so I will be ordering some books, and I will be sending her her book, autographed by me.
She's listening right now, so she can certainly, she'll probably friend you before we get off the air. But because she's reaching out to, again, like I said, she does training, helping people who want to start their own daycare center. She can do that kind of training. She can teach people how to do it. She goes to different churches, you know, all throughout.
That's good to know. That's good to know. I see right now in my mind, a billion questions pop in my mind. So I'm writing her name down. I'm glad she's going to friend me on Facebook because, you know, I can have her on the show. And like you said, we'll see about possibly having her even coming in and address our women's ministry. Is she local?
She is. She's right here near, close to Newark, New Jersey. She's very local.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it because I know our women's ministry director is always looking for someone to come in and speak and share things with us. And, I have a billion topics in my head now.
Lisa, yes.
That's the way. But, you know, Lisa, see, for me, it is very interesting for me to be on the other side of the mic because usually I am interviewing someone. So for me to be interviewed is very interesting. Lisa,
yes.
I would like to let the audience know again where they can pick up Sisters with Sass and also to let them know what's going on my schedule. If anyone in the audience would like to pick up Sisters with Sass, that is Saved, Anointed, Smart, and Successful Women of God, you can simply go to Amazon.com, baby, and type in Sisters with Sass. My book is the first one to come up. I'm so happy about that. You don't know how many times I typed it in just to watch it pop up. And then you can always contact me either on Facebook, friend me, or on LeslieHowardMinistries.com. You can go to my website there. Now, coming up, like I said, I'm doing a few blog tours, and that schedule is on my webpage. But also, you said that you're having a women's conference coming up. Girl, don't you know, I am in Niagara Falls, Canada, with my sisters from the Prayer Network because we gather every morning 6:30 a.m., and we have one woman from Canada, we have another one from Rhode Island someplace, and we have a couple in Virginia, and they're all over. So we're getting together for a wonderful meet and greet, and we're going to Niagara Falls, Canada. So we are doing that August the 24th through the 26th.
Well,
I won't even be in this neck of the woods. I would love to come to your event. So that means that we have to keep one another abreast of what's going on in our lives so that we can get together.
Together, yes. Yes. Yeah, we are excited, and we, you know, certainly if you have, you know, people that you know that are not going to be going with you, certainly let them know about our event. We're expecting at least 200 women in that room that day, nothing less. We're not
Now, what's the name of the event again?
Yeah. So it's the Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit. So we have a lineup of dynamic, phenomenal, nationally and internationally known speakers, but we also have some very local speakers that nobody will it'll be the first time that some people will hear of them. We have people coming. We have a couple of speakers that are coming. One from Texas, one from Virginia. So it's just like you know those women. We're just coming together. Some of us we met online.
Mm-hmm.
Some
will
we
you
met
please,
in the most
obscure
way. Sure,
tag me on my page so that I can share that with all. And that sounds so awesome.
Yeah. We're going to be downtown Newark. I guess
where are you going to be? What location?
We're going to be at it's called the 1199J, but it's 9-25 Ailing Street, right next door to Penn Station. We're happy about that. We're expecting we're going to have lunch. I mean, it's just going
to
be.
I'm trying to visualize exactly where that's at, though.
If you're coming down MacArthur Highway.
Yes.
Right before you get to Market Street to turn like you're going to go to Penn Station, right there on the corner.
Is it that?
It looks like Some people use it. I mean, they do have the nursing industry and insurance companies in there, and that's part of their union hall or something like that.
Oh, we've got to talk because, girlfriend, I need to have myself a Sisters with Fast conference.
You need this place. When I tell you, we can talk offline about it.
We'll talk offline.
It is a phenomenal situation, and I found out about it, even though when I was with Continental Airlines 12 years ago, we used that facility. I went there. We used to do our big job fairs there, but I had forgotten about the place in terms of I just didn't know about how to go about, you know, using it. I didn't know if Continental had something special going on with the facility or what.
Right.
And I didn't know they just rent out to the general public. But it's an awesome place, so we got to talk. But yes. And we have
I'm going to message you my number, my phone number. Private
message. We're almost out of time.
I know, right?
This has been phenomenal. For tuning in again, congratulations. For those who will go back and listen to the archives, as soon as I hang up, we're going to post it in the archives. Again, you are listening to author, playwright, speaker, life coach, wife, mother, and grandmother. Her husband is the pastor, and she is the first lady of the church, 24/7 Community Church in Newark, New Jersey. She has a phenomenal new book out that can be used as a Bible study, can be used in your women's group, could be used in your drug treatment centers, it could be used in the jails and the prisons, it could be used in the high schools, wherever women need to bring their self-esteem up, wherever women or young women need to feel like God has included them and not excluded them. Anyone that has been through any type of trauma as a child, domestic violence, alcoholism, and other traumas. It could be anything. It just could be an illness. You want to feel good about yourself and about what God can do for you. It's a workbook. It's just so many different things, and we're so honored that you were able to be with us on today.
Lisa, I am so honored that you have had on. Thank you so
God, it's been so nice to meet you. I didn't know if I ever met you. I don't know how we ended up Facebook friends, but I just received that God puts people together for the right reasons at the right time. And when you first inboxed me, I had no idea you had all of this going for you, and I'm glad I didn't, because I love to stay true to the fact that, you know, we don't choose people simply because they got a lot going on.
Amen.
Bible.
I'm sorry.
Not to do that. So I appreciate that. I didn't know anything. I mean, I didn't know who you were, but to see that you have all this going on just makes it that much sweeter.
No, praise God. One thing that I've learned about the Lord is that God allows everything to happen according to His perfect purpose and plan. So we obviously are falling right in line with what He wants for both of us and for your audience. And I thank you for saying yes, because so many times people send out letters and of requests, and I try to personally, as a talk show host, get back to the audience, and when they're asking to be interviewed, I'll research and see what they've got going on. But I found sometimes it's not the same when you are reaching out as a person. So I'm learning some things as well. So I thank you for saying yes, and I thank you for blessing me. And I pray that your audience will be blessed as well.
Yes, and they will, and we thank you for giving away that book, and we can't wait to talk with Patricia about that. And also, I'm sure if you haven't, I don't know if you've been on, my friend has a radio show. She's out of Tennessee. I don't know if you know her at all, Kiva Renee.
No, I don't, darling, but you can definitely hook us up. How do you spell her name?
You don't have to worry. I will. Her name is Kiva, K-E-V-A, Kiva Renee. And then I have another friend, Elaine Haskins. I have several people with radio shows right here on Blog Talk Radio and other places, because one of the reasons I'm doing the Women's Leader and Entrepreneur, one of the teachings that I teach on in terms of networking, I believe in a different kind of networking than the average person. The networking I believe in is where I actually contact people on your behalf, not just telling you, well, go hook up with her because I know her, she's cool. No, I'm going to contact her. I believe in that kind of networking where
praise
I call
God.
Her up. Oh, guess what? You got to have her on because she doesn't know you. Not that she wouldn't say yes, but I'm trying to get women, especially African-American women, into another level of, and not just in the church, but this is even in business.
business, well, yeah, because in business, we just have to be really, really careful. And it's one piece of advice I give to anyone, whether you're in business, relationships, or friendships, you have to be evenly yoked. And you have got to take it to the throne room of God and ask the Lord, Father, is this what your will is? Is this the person that you want me? Because sometimes we're together for a season, and then other times we are yoked together for a lifetime. So we got to make sure that we are running it past our Father to make sure it is right.
No, that's so true, too. So, you know, you're absolutely right. David, he constantly would go to God, do you want me to do this and that? And we have to be like that. You're absolutely right.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Oh, Sister Lisa, I just messaged you my home number.
I'm
a talker, so, you know, you will have to shut me up.
Well, I know. You're probably a preacher, too.
I am.
You got to be. Oh, I'm a preacher, so, you know, from one preacher to another, you know, preacher respect preacher, so I can talk, too. I understand.
I cannot wait to start the show up, my show up for the fall. I cannot wait. I miss you.
Hey, you know, it's all God. You know, he's allowing you to do this. He's And I just believe in just flowing with the Lord.
Flow with the Spirit. Well, I want you to know that Sister Patricia did send me her address, and I will be sending her. Like Sister Patricia, just know that I have to send in an order because my aunt told me I have to give her autographed book, and Sister such and such said it too. So I have to put in an order, and when I do, I will be mailing it to you, my dear, and I pray that you will be blessed by it.
Wow.
Also, I just want to let you know, Lisa, our prayer network, Sister Circle Prayer Network, we meet every morning from Sunday to Sunday at 6:30 a.m.
Wow.
And the number is, I'm going to give you the number real quick before we get cut off or something. The number is 973-474-2143. That is 973-474-2143. 2143, and the PIN number is 3239. Every day we have devotion and prayer from 6:30 to 7 o'clock in the morning. And women are driving in their car, braiding their daughter's hair, getting out the door, or some are older ladies who are at home, and we get together. And we've been going through Tony Evans' book, Time to Get Serious, which is a fantastic daily devotion. I'm loving it. And so praise God, praise God. So I just want to invite you and any of your listeners, any of your sister or girl listeners who want to call in. And listen, it's not like school. You don't have to have attendance. Just come when you need or come as often as you can. Come in for prayer.
Wow.
Yes, God is good.
We never have enough prayer, my God. He told us to pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Oh, we're excited. We're just excited. So we're going to be in touch with you about some more things, about some helping us. I've been trying to get a women's group started for the longest, and so maybe it's just that I needed some help from somebody that's already been very successful with their group. So maybe that's why he's put you in my, you know, path again. So I'll put you in my path, rather. So I've been talking with some of my neighbors, and I really want to start something, you know, right here on my street. I've been fortunate to live on a street where there is a lot of women. And so I'm going to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, just start right on your block, you know. So I'm going to definitely be calling you about that. God bless you. And maybe your book, you know, we'll use your book as a tool to start reading. And I'm just excited about it. I'm just very. Yeah, we have a block party coming up on my street, so maybe that'll be a good time to talk to my neighbors about it.
You know, I'm excited that you're excited, because what you're saying right now is exactly what we have been talking about in our church and encouraging people to do. You know, God has taught me that when the scripture says, go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel unto everyone and teach in all the nations, listen, your world is where you are. Your world is. Some people are called to actually travel to other nations, but if we stop looking at the world as such a big place and look at it just as where we are, my husband is my neighbor, loving my neighbor as myself.
Amen.
My husband is my world, my children, my neighbor next door. So when we talk about preaching the gospel and living the gospel, we are doing it with our neighbors. If you start where you are, like you're saying, start a community, a small group for women or families or wherever, whatever God leads you to do. But do it. Sometimes we all talk about how we got to do this. It's like
God has given us the tool. Pray about it, and if he's leading you, just do it. Let the Lord do it. It's God. It's all about him anyway, you know? So anyway, sister.
Okay, because I even had another lady, y'all, poor thing, she said, oh, she said she would have been the winner had she not been responding to a comment. So I told her, don't worry, she's trying to win books on the Coach Elisa show. So I told her next time, hopefully, she can be
Amen.
One of the winners. God bless her.
Amen. Amen. God bless your sister.
Yes. Have a wonderful
you are.
Everyone, yes, thank you for tuning in to the show. That's all. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Don't forget the show is on at 7 a.m. Again, we thank First Lady, author, playwright, wife, Leslie K. Howard.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. We hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up because, in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.